Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Some of you all are having a cocktail, maybe more than you normally do. I'm reading from the Washington Post. I'll just read the first paragraph of their story. Susan Orlean is a highly lauded staff writer for The New Yorker, an award-winning author of several books, including The Library Book and The Orchid Thief, and has received both the Nieman and Guggenheim Fellowships. Meryl Streep was nominated for an Academy Award for portraying Orlean in the movie Adaptation. Adaptation, the movie about the making of the movie of The Orchid Thief. Orchid Thief is about as good a book as you'll ever read, but the one I've enjoyed from Susan the most of late anyway is The Library Book, the single greatest library fire in the world that you've never heard of because it was concurrent with another great fire. It's a wonderful story about libraries, about books, and about this one particular blaze in Los Angeles. That's Susan Orlean. So I'm looking at my phone on, what was it, Saturday night. And the word drunk pops up on my Twitter feed. And then another tweet from Susan Orlean. I am sure my neighbors did not notice, she tweeted, at all that I was stumbling drunk, leaving the casual neighborhood get-together. Yeah. By the way, I'm editing out all the cuss words that she put in there. Turns out she's not only a good writer, she's a good cusser. Then she wrote, seriously, we went to my neighbors to see their newborn colt, who was born like 5 minutes ago. And we had some wine. The next tweet is, okay, a newborn colt rocks. It totally. And he thought my hand was his mom. It was not. He has tasted life's infinite tragedy. As I mentioned earlier, I'm inebriated. You guys, do you think my neighbors think I'm a, oh, never mind, I'm going to bed. And then a short while later, she tweeted, you know, I'm currently trying to write a memoir and feel like a clown because who cares about my stupid life, all caps. Later, she tweeted, maybe I'm drinking too much during the effing pandemic. A lot of people related to that. That one got a lot of little hearts underneath it. Then she tweeted, I'm falling down drunk. First time in ages. Where is my kitty? He is my drunk comfort animal. She tweeted then, I just read all of this and shuddered. A short while later, she had several tweets about candy-coated fennel seeds and her desire to find candy. And at the very end, she tweeted, actually, this would be the next day. There's a series of tweets, and you sort of follow her as she gets more and more inebriated. In fact, at one point, she says, proud today, my husband is embarrassed by me. In fact, she tweeted, I am being shunned by my family because I'm drunk. Yes, okay, I am. Fine with that. Bleep you, you bleeping bleepers. She started to shout out at her family. But the next day, she tweeted, I have a horrible feeling I slandered fennel seeds last night. And then the word coffee. A nice bookend of the first one the night before, which was drunk. And then a little while later, she tweeted, I have just been nominated by Hangover Magazine to be its 2020 spokesmodel. I tweeted or retweeted one of hers and said she's doing it right, you know, in the safety and comfort of your own home. And I think she was a kind of comic catharsis for a lot of people. Susan Orlean is on the phone. Hi, Susan. Welcome back. How are you?
I'm good. I'm recovering. But I'm great, actually, and it's so nice to talk to you. And I'm still able to hold my head up high in spite of my performing my misdeeds in front of a large audience.
I was wondering when people do that, because people sometimes drunk tweet. You turned it into an art. But are they doing it for themselves? Are they doing it for the world? Do they realize how drunk they are? I mean, what's the mindset when you're doing that?
For me, I was essentially talking out loud. I had gotten in bed because my head was spinning, and I really felt totally wrecked. First time in a very long time. And I was typing on my phone in the semi-darkness and essentially kind of talking out loud without really thinking about the fact that people were reading it. It really felt like notes to self, essentially. Yeah. And kind of rambling. I mean, when you think about it, when people are drunk, they often ramble sort of purposelessly. And that was a little bit of what was going on. In fact, I read the tweets the next day and was kind of marveling at them because I don't remember what triggered a few of the tweets. I just was stream of consciousness, which felt kind of liberating, and I blanked out on the fact that it was going to be read by a lot of people.
One of them was, forgot I made yogurt yesterday or earlier today. So it did feel stream of conscience. You were in your room by yourself. Was your family not then in that room? And were they knocking on the door every now and saying, hey, hon, you're trending?
Well, I was in my bed. My husband and the rest of the family were watching a movie in another room. And I was both happy to be by myself and slightly perturbed that nobody was paying attention to me and making sure I was okay in my drunken state. At one point, and I'm, of course, exaggerating a little, but at one point my husband came in and said, I just got a message from a friend asking if your Twitter account had been hacked. And I said, no, it hasn't been hacked. And he said, are you tweeting? And I said, well, yeah. He said, are you sure you want to be tweeting in your condition? And I said, it's fine. It's fine. I'm fine. And he said, all right, well, do you want some water? Do you need anything? And I said, no, I just, do you know where the cat is?
And
he went back to the movie. And then at one point, much later in the evening, my stepson came in and handed me two bars of chocolate. And I thought, oh, well, I guess we did have some candy in the house after all. But I didn't, I had no realization that this thing was blowing up. I wasn't paying attention. I was just, as I said, kind of having a stream of consciousness moment, complaining and babbling about what was on my mind at that moment. And I do think at one point I got up and went to the refrigerator and saw the yogurt that I had made. And I had made the yogurt earlier in the day, and I thought, wow, I made yogurt today. Like, this hasn't been a total loss. I've accomplished something.
And you witnessed the miracle of life, a new cult being brought into the world. I have to pause for just 2 minutes. Come back and answer this question for me, Susan. So were you angry at your family, or did your family get angry at you? And those younger people in the family, were they embarrassed or amused or agitated? And I also want to know what you're writing and working on. Susan Orlean in a minute. Best-selling author Susan Orlean's drunk Twitter, I won't call it a rant, it was more poetic than that. It wasn't Kanye and Kim over the weekend. It was her writing about watching a newborn cult being born, and then because she'd had a little bit too much wine because of, you know, the pandemic, she went on this little diatribe that was humorous and I think for some people cathartic. I mean, when you've had too much to drink, can you write, he has tasted life's infinite tragedy? Oh, that's a good one, Susan. I don't know if you're going to use that again, but that's pretty good.
I think I have to save that for you somewhere. I can't figure out yet where it's going to fit. But I was struck when I was reading these tweets the next day, and they did feel as if they had come from someone else. I didn't quite remember them, but I read that and thought, oh, that's pretty good.
That's yeah. Hey, listen, the Beatles wrote stuff while they were stoned. Maybe you can write stuff. Although, I don't know. I think writing a novel or a New Yorker piece requires a little more focus than, you know.
I would say so. And I don't intend to make this a regular practice, knock on wood, but it was interesting to be utterly uninhibited and see what came out. And, you know, among other things, lots and lots of typos, but some amount of writerly effort was in there, and I'm kind of proud of that.
So then what did the kids say? I mean, you know, you were cursing at your family in that stream. Were you mad at them? Were they mad at you? Was anybody upset as a result of all of this?
Happily, no. I think it was understood by all parties to be a goofy, inebriated, tipsy rant. And they would have happily had me join them watching the movie. It wasn't that they were literally shunning me. I was sort of self-pitying
yes,
for a moment there.
You know, it's funny, though, because stuff on Twitter sometimes can work in a way that works, and then sometimes it can go terribly wrong. And you didn't seem to be even cognizant of how this might hurt you in some way. So far, it hasn't. I can't imagine it will. But you weren't driving an automobile or babysitting infants. You were just in your room, sleeping off a little bit of wine. So so that's okay. But I wonder if you were worried about how the social media platform would resolve this, you know?
Well, luckily, while I was in the moment, I didn't think about it. I just was sort of blabbering. The next day, when I saw how it had exploded, there was a moment where I saw, you know, 5,000 comments on various tweets, and I got a little nervous, thinking, "Oh my God, what are people saying?" And I certainly have not been able to read all of the responses, but overwhelmingly they were positive. And that's not always the case with Twitter. There can be some mean-spiritedness and argumentativeness, and it, people get quick to get their backs up. But this felt like it sort of triggered in a lot of people of recognition of how we're all just worn out, that this year has pushed all of us to the limit, including the fact that we've all spent a lot more time with our families than we normally do.
Yeah.
You know, for better or worse. Yeah. I'm happy that the response was not negative, and it wasn't people saying, you know, you're a fool, or how dare you be ranting like this. There were certain people saying, do you have a problem with alcohol, which, knock on wood, I don't, but I appreciate the concern.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think people also understood that even my complaining about my family was sort of meant in good spirits. I mean, I think
it's scanned tongue-in-cheek. It was clearly I certainly hope so, and that's obvious. I got to let you go. What is the last? What's the next thing you're writing, Susan? Anything I'm going to read about from you right now?
Well,
in the near future?
I'm actually I am indeed working on a memoir, and it's a whole new undertaking for me since I'm used to writing about other people more than about myself. But it's been a really interesting thing to undertake, and I hope that I'll have it out in the world before too long.
Well, I'll talk to you then, if not sooner, and we'll still read whatever you write, Twitter or otherwise. It's nice to talk to you today, Susan.
Always great to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Susan Orlean's the author of the library book, The Orchid Thief, and she's on Twitter sometimes.